Firstly, I thank Jesus for who I see before me, for your hearts. I thank Jesus for this opportunity to share how he has woven his story into my story. I am a Walbunja man from Batemans Bay. I stand on Ngunnawal Ngambri country. I pay respects to the elders past and elders present, not only of Aboriginal heritage, but our Christian heritage as well. For we are able to stand and walk proud and identify with Jesus for the foundations they have laid for us. I think about the way that God communicates with us, and how did he choose to communicate with us? He told the story of his people. And I think Aboriginal people, we have a story in this land. It goes back thousands of years. Some science says 150, some science says 60,000. With God, a spot in time. But there's a story. And the way that God has dealt with my heart, it talks in the Bible about when we come together with songs and psalms. God has given me a poem to express what has gone on in my life, and I'd just like to read that out for you now, if it wants to open up. The poem is called Abolition and Renaissance. A song lost, the dance removed, a life erased, heart shattered and bruised. We've sung anew from lines of pain, expected to thrive, our dance maintain. Shadowed life mixed with now, a misty union to shape me how. Yet the initiator knows what is, grand conductor, the plan all his, to give this heart the permission to own the fusion of world, singing from his life's tones. So now this being no longer asunder, only ceremony to celebrate his wonder. Now that poem walks through a journey, a story for me that I don't know that some of you've gone through the Australian Together material, and I express in that how I had anxiety and angst against society, against church, government, police, school, because they were all part of a story that stole my identity. That as a Christian man, in my early days, we were taught to be Christian, read the Bible, awesome stuff. Yes, connected me with the Lord. But within that circle, we weren't allowed to bring our Aboriginality into it. So when it comes to our Dreamtime stories, our ceremonies, our connection to country, I wasn't considered a part of Christianity. Then I look at the story of the Lord, and I see within him the same story. He was an Indigenous man in his homeland. He was oppressed by the Romans. And I started looking at that thinking, oh wow, Jesus does actually know what I'm going through. He does understand the struggles, the heart issues, and everything that's in my heart. Not only that, I look further into his story. And if we go back and we see by God's hand, the Israelites move into a land and take that land. So he knows what it's like to be, if you want to put it in a crass way, an invader. It's part of his story. But he also knows what it's like to be a migrant. He was a boy that was taken to Egypt and made to live in another country. He knows what it means to come home, to be in homeland. I think of Jesus' story and how at his quiet times and how when he went to speak with God, where did he go? He went bush. Sounds like a bit like a black fella to me. Thought, yeah, I can connect with that. Not only that, I look at the old ways and how they used to, which is lost in the more urban settings a little bit, more held into the remote settings, how we've got skin names and totems, and how we're connected to trees and animals. And I look at Jesus, they call him the Lion of Judah, the slain lamb. We look at the Holy Spirit and how he fell on Jesus like a dove. So there's all these references in the Bible about being connected to country and place. That's part of my Aboriginality too. So when I end with that poem, all that's left is now ceremony to celebrate. Because God, from the beginning of time, it says in the word that he has placed eternity in every man's heart. I think, oof, eternity. It's only one that's eternal, and that's our Father. So he placed a little bit of that in everybody's heart. So from before the beginning of time, he's been revealing himself to Aboriginal people before the European idea of Christianity came. And so I think of that, and I realise that God not only enjoys it, he celebrates it. Talks in the Psalms how the trees clap their hands. We sing about the mountains, we sing about the rivers, and we all recognise these connections to country. We have this story, and God, within that story, he constantly reminds the Israelites, never forget where you come from, never forget who you are. Don't you think that applies to us? Now, I talk about angst against society, and God slowly revealed to me that I have these dark issues in my heart of unforgiveness, anger, mistrust. I thought I was a pretty, approachable person, but I always came from it from a hurt place. And so when the Lord revealed that to me, he showed me another part of the story of Australia. And I've got English and Irish blood in me, so it's part of my story. And how Aboriginal people were dispossessed. But not only that, when the first fleet came over, guess who was on it? Young people who were taken from their homeland, they were dispossessed from their dreaming stories over there. They were taken because they were stealing a loaf of bread or an apple or a blanket just to live. And they were brought here. And along that journey, they weren't only just brought here, they were treated atrociously. They were treated less than people. They were treated less than animals in some matters. And so when they have this 8-9 months journey over here and they land in a country and they're taught that the people that are here, well, they don't really matter, they're not really people, how are they going to act the same way they've been treated? So then the Lord showed me, okay, it's not their fault. It's what's been put upon them. So he started dealing with another level of forgiveness in my heart and realising that, hang on, our stories aren't so different. If we look deeply into our stories, we understand each other more than we realise. That's why I work in Australians Together, because the Lord has put this on my heart to break down these barriers. And at the end of the Romans reading, it says that the Lord suffered and died that we might be reconciled to God. You know how I said, taught to be Aboriginal out here and a Christian in here? You know, looking back over what I've just talked about, the Lord has been able to bring that together. So when I was down in Batemans Bay, I'd go to church, but when I was Aboriginal, I'd go out onto country, go get a bit of poor man's dinner, some lobster and abalone. And then we bring that back to church. But the Lord has shown me that not only have I learnt and taken on a Western concept of life, which we like to compartmentalise and have different sections only belonging here, here, here and here. The Aboriginal way of thinking is it's all holistic and it comes together, and that's what God does. I looked at that last song, and I will live in the land of the living forever. I will walk with the Lord. And it takes me straight back to Adam and Eve, where they were walking with the Lord in the cool of the evening. It's always been his desire for us to walk with him. He's always walking with us. That's part of that celebration of ceremony. First ceremony in creation to walk with the Lord, the most pure ceremony. So I've been able to, under the Lord now, bring my Aboriginality and Christianity together. I used to think of myself as an Aboriginal Christian. On this journey and what I've done, the Lord has revealed to me now my Christ identity is I'm a Christian who happens to be Aboriginal. So it's got to be Christ first and who he's made us to be second. What are our stories? How do we connect? The main story is to be reconciled with God first. We all know what this is. What is it? Didgeridoo. No, actually, the right word for it is a yiriki. It comes from up Yungul country, up Arnhem Land, and they have the yiriki dreaming where it was birthed, and it's been traded down through little song lines. Now, they've recorded the sound of the earth spinning on its axis. We've got all those mega satellites out there, and a lot of them, apparently. And they got the sound of the earth. And guess what it sounds like? It sounds like a big old didgeridoo droning away. And I imagine, I think of Zephaniah 3:17, I think it is, where it says, I, the Lord, sing over you like a mighty warrior. And, you know, that makes me stand strong in the Lord. And when I play the didgeridoo, it also says that sound just trumpet in Zion for victory unto Jesus. I suppose this is an Australian trumpet. It's a gift that the Lord has given me. And when I play it, there's a practice in Aboriginal culture called deep listening. And we do it naturally in the church setting when we read our Bible, when we pray. Some of us like to get out in the garden. But when I play this, it's like that connection to earth comes through and our very creation where God took the dust and made Adam, it helps me be connected with that. So when I play, I want you to listen to God. Let whatever part of this message touch you and expand Jesus in your heart. So that's a little bit of me, but my encouragement is look at our own stories. Another little bit which I'll end off on is looking at my European heritage And the stories that go way back, they've been compartmentalised, left in the past. They've been disconnected from who we are, from our European heritage. There's a deep spiritual heritage from our history that we sometimes fail to recognise. And that eternity that God placed in our heart was put from back then, that needs time to really be rediscovered. Jesus celebrates who we are. Thank you.